Dog Days of Podcasting, Day 4, Hidden Node Podcast Edition. So, recording at my computer for once, and I'm just thinking about the fact that I'm actually recording this on a Saturday. I kind of figured today would be the day I would drop the ball if I was going to drop the ball. I'm notoriously bad on weekend in terms of keeping up projects. It's that whole having the day job and being able to commit to it and the times around it that make it, for me, easier to keep up with projects and project goals and things like that. So, the fact that I'm here now working and writing this, or saying this, it's pretty good. So, I want to talk about today. What to talk about today? Well, I guess I can talk about what's kind of been overwhelming most of the weekend right now, which has been gaming. It's not too uncommon for me to spend most of a Saturday just sitting in down and gaming with my friends online. The current high level addiction is a game called Blacklight Retribution. It's kind of fun hybrid between modern Twitch shooter and kind of sci-fi weird science kind of thing. So it's a fun little game though, and then most importantly, it's free. And that's really been something that's been very attractive nowadays when it comes to gaming, is the free-to-play mentality. You've got these different games out there that just, they're drawing in such an audience with the free-to-play. You know, a lot of games, they give you, the whole old model was $15 a month, you could play the game as much as you want, but $15 straight. Now a lot of MMOs are switching to this, here's the game for free, but if you want some extra stuff, well, you're going to need to spend some money. And considering how much money I've spent in Team Fortress 2, in City of Heroes, and Champions Online, Star Trek Online, and now Blacklight, it's a better business model because I tend to play an MMO for a month or two. So it means the game will probably get about $30 out of me, normally. The free-to-play games? Eh, I will probably spend upwards of $30 to $40 in the first month I play, and maybe an additional $25, $30 the second month if my friends are really digging it. Which means odds are they'll be making a lot more money off of me with their free-to-play model, and I'll probably be taking up less server space than I normally would. I find that interesting. It's obviously working because a lot of the games that have switched over to the free-to-play model have been making some serious scratch. You know, like I said, Champions Online, Star Trek Online, those are now part of the Perfect World Network, and they're making money hands over foot in terms of, hands over foot, wow, is that even right saying? They're making money just crazy in terms of what people are willing to spend money for. You know, do you want to play with the premium content? Well, here you go. Drop in a few dollars. Do you want to do these special missions? Well, drop in a few bucks. It's actually drawing more money out of us consumers than the normal model would. So, like I said, it's an interesting way of garnering business out of customers. It's an interesting way of garnering kind of excess capital out of customers, and I'm willing to bet in a year or two time we're going to see a lot more games just immediately come out in this style. So, okay. That's some of my thoughts on free-to-play games. I have talked about this a bit more in previous Hidden Node episodes and on the F7 podcast when I used to be on that. So, those are some really good episodes back then if you want to check it out and hear my opinion and some fellow gamers I highly respect opinions on the free-to-play model. Alright, folks, I will see you on Sunday. Bye-bye.